Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dean Thompson, the president of the RFCI, which stands for the Resilient Floor Covering Institute. Dean, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, a little background on you before we get into talking about the topic of the day, which is the vast growth of LVT. You spent much of your career, you've been in floor covering most of your life, spent much of your career at Millikan, and you're still headquartered down in LaGrange, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And RFCI's headquarters is in lovely historic LaGrange, Georgia.
We are downtown LaGrange, yes. I was at Millikan for nearly 40 years, started my career out at Armstrong, where I was for 5 years, and I have now been at the helm of RFCI for since 2007, so pretty good history in the industry. It's treated me well.
So you started in Resilient, went to Carpet, and then back to Resilient.
Exactly.
Okay.
Who knows what's next?
All right, so we were together recently at Metro Floor's Design Center grand opening, and we caught up a little bit, and I said, let's do an interview. I think the market would like to hear about what's going on with LVT, and it is a very, very fast growth. I think we both agree that the market is just a hair under $1 billion right now, but it's growing somewhere between 17 and 20% a year, right?
I'm not sure that we'll sustain that level of growth, but I certainly think that it's growing. I would estimate that it's probably growing more in the 10 to 12%, but that's okay. In either way, it is significant growth.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know for a fact the resilient market, which is a broader market, which includes sheet and VCT, we stated in 14 versus 13, it grew 8%. But a big factor in that is this growth of this category, LVT. Why don't you tell us the factors that are contributing to this growth?
Well, it's interesting because after you and I had a chance to talk and we were together in Dalton, I thought a little bit about it. And it's interesting because, as I see it, I think it's really kind of the confluence of a multitude of events that have taken place that have really electrified this segment. And I think we're witnessing a confluence of these activities in this segment in a way that we've not seen before. I've heard some people offer comparisons to the carpet tile market, but I can tell you from personal experience in my days at Millikan, the adoption rate of carpet tile was a lot slower, and the growth of the carpet tile market actually took a lot longer to get to the point where it is today. And others have even made reference to the laminate segment, but I think at the same time, it doesn't really compare because the laminate segment was pretty focused on the residential market only.
Yeah.
And saw most of its growth coming from the large big box retailers. But the things that I see that really, I think, have advanced this segment in a dramatic way, I would say first and foremost, it's the product technology, and in particular the advancements that we've seen in 3D printing that provide unsurpassed visuals and really kind of the dramatic reproduction of organic visuals. You have stone looks, wood looks in particular, but you have other looks as well, such as colored concrete, you know, you have mosaic pebbles, you have indented steel panels. So the printing technology has really just provided a wide variety of visuals that are unsurpassed. You also have the advantages of both smooth and embossed surfaces. You even have products that are being made today that are groutable for that sort of extra realism and authentic tile look. And then I think one of the other things is the fact that these products are made in multiple formats, in tile sizes, in planks. These products authentically mimic the look of real stone and wood, and most importantly, at a better value than what you would see in the market from the real thing. When you have a combination of kind of the look and feel of nature's best materials at a lower cost, I think that's the reality of what's really kind of helped drive luxury vinyl flooring. A couple of the other things that are important in this segment is you have the widespread application of this product category and its relevancy to both the commercial and the residential segments. And often in areas where carpet might have been used, and I think we're today seeing the look and appeal of this product is so spectacular that the LVT looks are actually invading a wide variety of spaces, which is a good thing. And then you put all this together, and I think you have, you know, the basic platform this product is built on is the proven performance, durability, and easy maintenance of vinyl. So the vinyl platform for this product is proven, and I think without question contributes to this segment. Then I'd say maybe another factor that we ought to talk about a little bit is the installation flexibility, because if you look at LVT and if you look at the offering that's out there today, you have the loose lay capability with click and locking systems, tape systems, you have floating systems that require no locking mechanisms, so you have that whole dynamic. In addition, you have glue down for the commercial market, applicable for both, you know, trial and spray adhesive systems. And I think also because of the installation, it does offer some additional appeal to the do-it-yourself segments. And I think also on the installation side, your own magazine stated here recently in July that the number one stated problem that retailers are facing today is installation. And I know from some of the retailers I've spoken to, one of the things that drives their love for LVT is the fact that it's easier to install. I think they see that tiles and planks are a little more forgiving, so I think that's helping drive it. I think maybe the last thing I would comment on, I think that all this is great, but the market needs to have the capacity and the service capability for the segment, and I think without question we've seen the manufacturers step up and make unsurpassed investments in this category. We've seen more domestic capacity investment in LVT and in sheet, for that matter, in the last 3 or 4 years than we've seen in the prior 2 decades. So people are making the investment for the service and the capacities.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to add to the domestic capacity. Right prior to this call, I just wrote down real quickly, you know, if you look, Mannington, obviously, they bought Amteca, so they already had a head start, but they continue to invest there in Madison, Georgia. Then Armstrong,
exactly.
Armstrong has two plants. They have a plant in Illinois and in Pennsylvania. IVC, they're just turning their plant on, now owned by Mohawk, and that's in Dalton, so that's just starting to produce product. Shaw has invested over $100 million in their old Salem plant in Dalton, and I think by the end of the year they'll be turning that on. Centiva's been there a while in Florence, but then Tarkett went into Florence and added capacity both for residential and commercial. Then you have Floorfolio in Edison, New Jersey, and then you have this announcement that Knox, N-O-X, is going to build a plant in Faustoria. So I don't think I've missed any domestic capacity, but that's a tremendous amount of investment in the last
year. Yeah, I would add also that Knox, being a South Korean producer, is building a plant in downtown Faustoria. Mm-hmm. Rather interesting dynamic there. But also we must remember that in the sheet vinyl category that we have BFS, which is making a significant investment in the Dalton area for wide-width sheet vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
So that's added capacity. It's not LVT, but it's certainly added capacity for the industry, which will have an impact.
Are you talking about Beaulieu International?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, Dean, that's about out of time. It's great to catch up with you. I want to make sure the market knew that you're down there in LaGrange. You're kind of watching this category and taking responsibility for being the steward for promoting and lobbying for this category. Again, we've been talking to Dean Thompson, the president of the RFCI, and you've been listening to Kemphar and Floridalia.net.
Right.